Good morning, guys. Happy Sunday. I hope you guys had a really lovely Christmas and corresponding Christmas weekend. I hope the weather was decent for you back down there in Canby. First order of business this morning, it's just a big old heartfelt thank you from Katie and I for just helping cover the gym and take care of everything while we go on our little family vacation. You guys all rock, and, you know, it's just awesome for Katie and I to be able to get out and have such trust and faith in you guys to keep the gym running smoothly and all the members nice and happy. For the week to come, just going to go over a couple schedule things here really quick. Liv's last day is this Monday, so make sure if you get a chance to see her, give her a hug, do so on Monday, because Monday evening will be the last time she's coaching in the gym. And then as far as a couple things that are different schedule-wise this week, Trevor is going to be covering Monday mornings for us. Riley's going to be doing 9:15 on Monday and Tuesday. And then Trevor's helping out with the evening class while Liv does teens on Monday. Then Tuesday we're looking at New Year's Day. We are going to have no early morning classes, just the 9:15. And no evening classes on Wednesday, New Year's Day. Yeah, that would be New Year's Day. Rye has got an open gym scheduled at 8 a.m. Other than that, there's not going to be any class that day also. And then starting Thursday, we should be back to regular going from there on out. And then just a reminder, guys, on Saturday, we have our annual planning meeting that's going to be from, I believe, 9:30 to 12:30. Snacks and food will be provided by us. We're really excited for this one. 2024 was, I mean, an awesome year. Katie and I couldn't have even imagined how good of a year that was. And we've got bigger and better goals and plans for the gym, for us, and for you guys to help kind of create your own goals and for us to be able to help support you and all that. So we're super excited about that. Moving on to workouts for the week coming up. We are just another week in our cycle. If you watch Dwight's video, he kind of talks a lot about they're pushing their proven community throwdown. We're not really doing that, so don't worry about that too much. For the most part, guys, it's just rocking and rolling with everything you guys do as coaches and supporting the athletes. Monday, we've got some back squats. So again, just really hammer home full depth, as much range of motion as we can get on those squats, with the caveat that we don't want athletes to be in any pain and we want to make sure form's good. Biggest thing on the back squat is people try and push that range of motion. It's that they have a butt wink, so those hips down at the very bottom kind of roll, the pelvis rolls down and under. So if you see that, you can have athletes shallow up their squat a little bit, or they can maybe go wider with the feet and focus on really keeping that core tight. After that, it is an open style Metcon of burpee pull-ups, front squats, and double unders. Sounds pretty fun. Tuesday, we got touch-and-go power cleans. Really, like always on those guys, just focus on making sure athletes are scooping those hips forward as the chest comes upright, getting that barbell back to the top of the thighs. Then on Wednesday, we got some gymnastic skill work, toes to bar, handstand push-ups. Trevor and Sandy did an awesome job on their gymnastics seminar for us coaches, so we could just kind of hone in on some skills and some tips we learned there. And Thursday, we got another 40-minute EMOM, even coming from Dwight. This should be more of an active recovery day, so really make sure the athletes are looking at active recovery or zone two. There's a chance with the New Year's and the gym being closed down Tuesday, Wednesday, that you're going to have some athletes that want to push a little bit harder Thursday. That's totally fine, but make sure they know that there's still, there's a huge benefit, even if that's their first workout of the week, to just coming in and moving. Friday is that proven community throwdown workout. It sounds like there's going to be quite a bit of extra time at the end of that one. So you guys can plan on doing the accessory stuff that they have in there, or depending on the athletes in your class and kind of what they're feeling from the week, you can spend some more time on mobility. If you've got some extra movements, hint, hint, tib raises, you want to have them do. So we have those nice strong tibs. You guys can kind of be a little bit more creative there with what you want to do, or you could just follow the proven accessory stuff. Other than that, I don't think there's a ton going on. Again, we are super excited for this coming Saturday to get to sit down with you guys and kind of talk about the year ahead and what our plans are. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your Sunday, and Katie and I look forward to seeing you all. Thanks again.